Having more fun than human beings should be allowed to have. You only live once, but you live like us. Once is enough. MySpace.com says The Gun Show. To spell it right, it's my last name. It's spelled G-U-N-Z. Of course, you can instant message me, Guns Adobe. You can feel free to instant message me anytime, even during the week, anything like that. Get your song requests in, questions, comments, all the above, and more. Guns Adobe. We're right back here with the song that you just heard. It's called Getaway. It's by the band Holiday Parade. MySpace.com says Holiday Parade. And we're here with lead singer Andy from that band. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. What's going on?
Not too much. Now, have you been, I got a question because right now, pretty much, it's March Madness going on because of the tournament and everything. Now, first of all, are you a fan of sports in general?
yeah, dude. I do try and follow some sports.
Yeah.
I actually went to college at Wake Forest for a couple years.
Wake Forest. There you go.
I'm a little bit more of a basketball guy than a football guy, but our football team's, like, up and coming, so.
Mm-hmm. Balling.
I've been following some college football too.
Right. Yeah. Definitely. First of all, so that proves that musicians are allowed to like sports for those hardcore scene kids out there that think athletes are evil.
Yeah, dude. Our MySpace plays are gonna spike tomorrow because of that little comment.
Yeah.
It's not cool to like sports in the scene.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's like watch out. But
watch out.
Have you been following the tournament at all?
Yeah, actually, I've been following it like a good bit. I watched I think last weekend I watched like 15 games or something like
right.
that.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous.
Are you involved in any pools at all, or no? Did you not do any of those this year?
I mean, I filled out a bracket. I'm not really I didn't really put any money on anything, but you know, I mean, I had it going pretty well until the other day when Duke lost.
Dude, right? Yeah, they lost to Nova. How crazy!
Yeah.
I don't think that was supposed to happen.
Dude, and I'm surprised Missouri has gotten this far, man.
Like, I know, right?
That one caught me out of nowhere, man.
Very true.
But the tournament's been pretty good so far.
Yeah, man, it's been all right.
Definitely.
I'll only be able to find out at the end to see if I want any money. That's pretty much what I'm banking on.
Exactly.
But you guys are from Atlanta, right?
Wait, what'd you say?
You got a Holiday Parade from Atlanta?
Yes.
Now, how's Atlanta doing? And how's the music scene in general for Atlanta? I have a question. Do you think that if you guys were in a different place that you'd be able to get more exposure? Or do you feel that, you know, you're doing all right with Atlanta?
I think we're in a good spot right now, man. Like, Atlanta's a cool city, and there's a lot of good stuff going on here, like... There's a lot of good bands, mm-hmm. you know, kind of up and coming in the area, and I don't know. It's great for networking, and I don't know. It's in the middle of the Southeast.
Right. And plus, you guys, and
good location.
Yeah, definitely. And you guys you guys have played New York plenty of times. You guys do travel up and down pretty much everywhere. So the reason I bring that up is because now that this album's going to be coming out, Tickets and Passports, which you guys pretty much did do it all on your own.
Yes.
No major label interference, nothing like that. Because why? Because major labels need to start getting involved with you guys. Because you just heard from the song Getaway, great, great stuff there. I can only imagine, and you guys need this pushing. You guys, I can only imagine with a huge like marketing department or anything behind you guys, how influential you guys could become. Especially now with you guys. I noticed that you guys incorporated a lot more piano in this album.
Yeah, definitely.
And
definitely.
So that, you know, that's cool. I mean, you got the Jackson, you know, obviously Andrew McMahon is taking over the world as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, dude, he is a champ. And with his last record, he totally hit like a different market, you know, like a little older audience and mm-hmm. stuff. And
I think
it's really cool, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool to see a band like you know, Jack's Mannequin coming from something corporate, you know, turning into this.
Were you guys
into this like college rock phenomenon? It's cool,
dude. Hell yeah! And that just reminds me, you guys used to play Hurricane, I believe, live, right?
Yeah. We've covered Hurricane a couple times in our day.
Yeah, hell yeah! And what was your favorite Something Corporate song? Do you remember?
My favorite Something Corporate song.
Yeah, or like one of the few. Punk Rock Princess had to be up there, dude. Punk Rock Princess was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be, like, too cliche, but, you know, I'm a huge fan of Constantine. That song had a big effect on me when I was, like, 15, 16,
right.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, I love,
Kiss the Drunk Girl?
I love the song Ruthless.
Yeah.
I like Drunk Girl, too. Ruthless was off of North, I think.
Yeah, but it was on the one out there, yeah.
That was a great song, man.
Did you like If You See Jordan? I didn't really like that song too much.
Yeah, I mean, that song actually like kind of grew on me a little bit. At first, I was a little like about it. I didn't really get what they were going for, but I mean, like, once you kind of realize that the whole song is just like a big like middle finger to that dude that you hated like in middle school and high school, then like you can enjoy it for like what it is.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Well, listen, let's we speak here with Andy from Holiday Parade. Tickets, passports available a little bit over a week. You got a bunch of stuff coming up for you guys, which is ballin'. Now, tomorrow, Monday, you'll be on our friends from AbsolutePunk.net, Jason Tate, who was recently on here a couple weeks ago. You'll be on their website, and you guys have something cool going on. And just why don't you explain that?
Yeah, every once in a while, Absolute Punk does these kind of live chat thread things with
bands.
With different bands, and we decided since we have a new album coming out that we'd like love to get involved with those guys and set up a chat and kind of, you know, answer some questions and get really like keep it really personal with all of our fans on that site and stuff. So mm-hmm. We talked to them and we set up this little thing to where every like 200 or 300 replies, I don't even know exactly the number, but mm-hmm. every 200 or 300 replies we'll be posting like a clip from a new song off the record, so
right.
People can get like a little exclusive preview of things before it comes out.
So pretty much tomorrow night, while you guys are doing your homework or whatever it is that people do on Monday nights, go to absolutepunk.net, join in on the chat, and you guys will actually be talking with the fans. So you'll be answering questions and just talking about like song inspirations and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Like really anything that pretty anyone much. Wants to ask, like bring it on, you know?
Right,
questions.
Right, like Backstreet Boys or NSYNC, you guys will pick one.
Of course.
Right.
Of course.
And the answer would be?
I'm probably going to go with NSYNC on that one. I like some JT.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Hell yeah, there you go. The JT, the modern day Michael Jackson, if you would.
That's
or at
true,
least
man.
At least that the closest guy's thing to it, right?
Yeah, dude. He is a pimp for real, man.
Yeah.
He's got some mad skills with whatever it is that he does.
And he took Britney's virginity before she lost her mind.
Yeah. And then Case came along.
And yeah, and then just went all downhill. And it once again shows why dudes rule the world.
Yep.
Because they can make Britney Spears go insane.
Thank you, Kevin Federline, for that one.
Yeah.
You filled up tabloids for the last, like, 2 years,
yeah.
buddy.
I love it. We're here with Andy from Holiday Parade, myspace.com/holiday parade. Now, talk also about tour dates, everything going on like that. What's coming up? What are your plans now for now? And then also, this obviously, summer will be coming up.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a lot of touring this summer. I think things are going to get started in late April. I believe we're going to be doing a couple dates with My Favorite Highway,
mm-hmm.
kind of around the middle Atlantic, I guess you would say. I guess that's the region, like Virginia, North Carolina,
right.
Tennessee, some stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we're going to be doing a couple weeks of headlining shows in the Midwest and in the Northeast. So
okay, very cool.
Yeah, that should be awesome. It's gonna be some really cool shows. We got like some really cool stuff lined up for that. And after that, I think we're gonna be doing a handful of dates with Owl City in June. So
cool. Oh yeah. And then of course anything else that will be popping up for you guys as more and more exposure comes out. Pretty much just working your asses off getting tickets and passports. The album comes out April 7th. Pretty much just getting that everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, for the last like 6 months or 8 months or whatever, we've been doing studio stuff, and we're all like really, really itching to get back on the road. So
mm-hmm.
I think pretty soon we're gonna be all over the place. So
oh yeah, dude. Well, listen,
to check it out.
Yeah, definitely. Anything I can do to help, we'll definitely be balling with. And it's always a pleasure to hear from you, dude.
Yeah, you too, man. I love the Gun Show. This
no, thank
show
you,
rocks, man. I listen to it like all the time.
Yeah, very cool. I got one more question. How's MP doing?
I mean, he didn't go to prison, so
yes,
but that's good, you know.
So he's got that going for him. Good, that's all.
Yeah, I think he's just been kind of forgiven by everyone, if you know what I'm saying.
Right, definitely.
And I
heard that his warm up music's going to be one of your songs now too.
That's doubtful, but I think if he did actually listen to our band throughout that whole little scandal, I mean, I'm pretty sure he probably hated it, but. No, I'm just kidding.
not. I had to bring that up. It's all good. Well, because the gun show was one of the media outlets that broke it, but it's all good. But having said all that, the moral of the story is pick up tickets and passports, which is available April 7th, which is in just a little bit. And also, don't forget the Absolute Punk Chat, and then you go hang out with you guys on tour dates, everything like that. And also, My Favorite Highway, they fucking rule. I remember seeing you guys actually played with them here in New York City. I think you guys did a couple dates with them up here as well.
Yeah, we did a tour with them last fall, and they're great friends of ours, and, you know, we're hooking up, like, a couple more shows pretty soon, so excited about that.
Very cool. Well, if you don't know, now you know. What song do you want to play for the audience out there?
That's a good question.
or what song are you allowed to play, obviously, because the thing didn't come out yet, the album?
I'm down for putting on whatever you think is gonna work, dude. Whatever, I'm gonna let you call this.
Would you want to do Gone or do? I mean, I'll just slam Krunk, but I mean, I can just do Slam Krunk like next hour.
Let's put something new on. Let's give him something new.
All right. Well, do you want to do Time for Me, because that's also available? So that way, it's,
yeah. Let's play Time for Me.
All right. We'll do Time for Me, and don't forget you can start writing and replying tomorrow on absolutepunk.net and Holiday Parade. Every couple hundred replies will be posting new snippets, and this is all for tickets and passports. Andy, Holiday Parade, ballin'. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, me too, man. I love the show, dude.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. If you don't know, now you know. Holiday Parade, it's the Gun Show. Here's the song, Time for Me. New song available next Tuesday. Tickets and passports. Ballin'. Awesome. Thank you, Andy.
Yeah, no problem. It was good talking to you, man.
Hell yeah. Do one more. This is Andy Holiday Parade, blah, 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 so that way I can intro it.
Okay, cool.
All right, go.
This is Andy from Holiday Parade, and you are listening to the Gun Show.
Ballin'. Cool. All right, man. Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank God we got this done, and it was fun. So it's good to hear.